الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him and we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members and his companion. So the continuation of the series about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ethics. Today we're going to address the issue of Isra wal Mi'raj in more specifics. In the Quran al-Kareem confirmed the two miracles. These were the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show him sign on earth and in the heavens. The journey, the night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, which is Al-Isra, in the Quran al-Kareem, in Surah Al-Isra, the first verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Subhana alladhi asra ba'abidihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu lunuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'u al-basir. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, glorified and exalted is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above all that evil they associate with Him, who took His slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a journey by night from al-Masjid al-Haram at Mecca to al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the neighborhood whereof we have blessed, in order that we might show him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of our ayat, proofs, evidence, lessons, signs, verily he is the all hearer, the all seer. So this is the proof of the Isra. And the proof of the Al-Mi'raj, which is the ascension to the heavens, came in Surah Al-Najm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal-Najm idha hawa ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, by the star when it goes down or vanishes, your companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has neither gone astray nor had erred, nor does he speak of his own desire. It is only a revelation revealed. He has been taught this Quran by one mighty in power, Jibreel, one free from any defect in body and mind, then he, Jibreel, in his real shape, as created by Allah, rose and became stable, while the Jibreel was in the highest part of the horizon. Then he, Jibreel, approached and came closer, and was at a distance of 2 bows, length of even nearer. So Allah revealed to his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel alayhi salam whatever he revealed. The Prophet's heart lied not in what he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw. Will you then dispute with him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about what he saw during the Mi'raj, ascent of the Prophet to the 7 heavens? And indeed, he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him, Jibreel, at a second descent in another time, near Sidrat al-Muntaha, a low tree of the utmost boundary over the 7th heaven, beyond which none can pass. Near it is the paradise of upon wind that covered the lot tree, which did cover the sight of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, turned not aside right or left, nor it transgressed beyond the limits ordained for him. Indeed, he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did see the greatest sign of his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is evidence from the Quran about the Al-Mi'raj. And for sure, the trip was by body and soul. Because some people, they say it was by soul. If it was by soul, it would not be a miracle anyway. Because with the soul, this could happen easily and everybody would believe it. And with your dream, you can see that you travel far away in no time. But to be a miracle, that was with the body and soul. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was carried by Al-Buraq from Mecca to Jerusalem. And Al-Buraq was a white animal above donkey and under mule. That just his distance or his speed, that his first foot will go to as far as he can see. And it was the fastest. There was no imagination for us to know. So, and that Buraq took the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Jerusalem. And along the way, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a caravan from Mecca, and he got evidence that one of the camels went astray. And even he approached the group, and even he drank from their water too. Because when he came back, he mentioned that, and that was an evidence that he went to such distance, such place at this time. And when the people came, they affirmed what happened. And even he called on them to let them know where that camel that went astray, what his location was. Now, for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he arrived to Jerusalem, he tied the al-Buraq in a ring there, which is called the ring of the Prophet. This means that al-Buraq was used by previous prophets. So and that's because where Jibreel alayhi salam told the Buraq itself, on you the most honorable of the creation of Allah would write. And the Buraq, when he arrived to Jerusalem, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied the Buraq in a ring. Why the Prophet will do this? This is a Buraq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, and for sure that Buraq will not go away. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show that don't just say, oh, Allah with me, so I can do whatever, and there's not going to happen to me. No, you have to take all the necessary measurement, all the reasons for you to believe to your best knowledge that you can do what you should do, and in this life, So don't just say, I'm dependent on Allah and leave it. No, you have to do the best to take care of your matter. And even for the Prophet Muhammad to tie that buraq, it was showing us that we should be careful regardless. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Regardless what your way in with Allah is. You have to be careful and to take measurement, and for Prophet Muhammad to tie that buraq, that's indication for that. Now, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead all the prophets, because when you arrive to Jerusalem, Angel Jibreel introduced Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead all the prophets in the prayers. That indication that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the message of Islam is taken over. The leadership of delivering this message to the world. After the failure, the great failure of the Jews in doing this, and all this, all what they did, of giving Prophet Musa the hardest time ever, and killing prophets, and worshiping even shape of that they created themselves. So this means that they did not fulfill what they supposed to fulfill. And it was the message of Islam, the Muslims taken over this message to deliver to the world a pure indication of the leadership of Muslims to this world. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led all the prophets in a prayer. That's all the prophets submitted their will to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he's the leader and they are behind him and they approved his leadership. And after that, when Angel Jibreel brought a container with milk and a container with wine and give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to choose from, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the milk, and Angel Jibreel was glad that Prophet Muhammad had made that choice, because that was the nature. He said, you are in the nature and your nation will be in the nature behind you. This means that there is no, the Muslim will not invent anything, they will just go along with the nature that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, because basically the nature of the religion is Islam from the beginning of the creation until now. So the Muslim did not change anything and they followed the Prophet in his message. And for the ascension to the heavens. Now, the Angel Jibreel with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the journey to the first heaven, and he met all these prophets in each heaven. And for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to meet these prophets specifically, that's an indication. That's an indication. For everyone had a symbolic meaning of for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to meet. Starting from Adam and also Jesus and Yahya and Musa and Ibrahim, all the prophets, they had meanings for the prophet message that will be talking in details about it later. But for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to reach the point that he met and even greeted and blessed with all these prophets, and he called him, all the prophets called him the righteous prophets and the righteous brother, except Adam and Ibrahim. Adam alayhi salam called him the righteous son and the righteous prophet. And also Prophet Ibrahim called him the righteous son and the righteous prophet. That's indication that all the prophets, they are not connected to the prophet in a lineage, except Adam was the father of the humanity, and Abraham was the father of the prophets, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming from the descent of Prophet Abraham. So all this this journey was given Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see the outside world after the hardship that he went through in Mecca and in Taif, after the humiliation that he went through and the disappointment that he had from
from his nearest people in Quraysh, and even the people that you try to seek a way to help him to deliver the message of Islam in Taif. He got disappointed, and you could imagine that how he felt when everywhere he went was no acceptance. But still he has a strong belief in the message of Islam, and with the truthful intention to deliver this message for the sake of Allah alone. Whatever he went through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him. And just took him above, not only in the earth, but when all the heavens, and to see that earth in a kind of a dot, and he looking at, imagine what's in the Quraysh, and what the disbelievers, and who humiliated him, and who hurt him, how they look like above in the heavens. Just seeing that even the earth was like a dot only, this means nothing can stand in the way of delivering the message of Islam, and whatever he's going through will never affect the reach, the victory that he's going to eventually have. And soon after we come, after he migrates from Mecca to Medina, we're going to see that the lifestyle and the situation of Prophet Muhammad changed completely. From just even he cannot defend himself to that he's always been victorious, and the message of Islam is spreading with no back again. So there was again after the hardship that he went through, and also the sadness that he went through. Even he called that year, that in the 10th year, that the Aam al-Huzn, the sad year. After he lost his uncle that who protected him, and he lost his beloved wife Khadija who supported him all the way, and he became like just for anyone to hurt him, they did what they did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a journey from place to place that even never thought about such a journey before. The journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, that he used to go within 3 months, and he was there with no time. And also for him, even not only that on earth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him to take him to the above, to the heavens, not only to the heaven, above the seven heavens, even not only above the seven heavens, for where Angel Jibreel himself could not go beyond. Angel Jibreel, after the seven heavens, told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you go, you will move forward. And if I go, I will get burned. This means that the position of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Allah qualified him that he is the most honorable. He has a position that no of the Allah's creation had before. So this reward was to for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to feel how his position with Allah, and how the world will look like from above, and how he's going to prepare himself to a new journey, the new situation that he's going to move toward when he was immigrating from Mecca to Medina to establish the new Islamic state and to be the leader of the Muslims, and even to the Medina. And from that moment, the situation will be changed forever. So what was the purpose of these miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam signs everywhere. And even we'll have to give more khutbahs about what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met along the way for people in the heavens, in the paradise, and people in the hellfire, and why they were rewarded in the heavens, and why they were tortured in the hellfire. All this will give another khutbah for it. But this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw signs, and he strongly affirmed of the reality of what the people that he met was going through. So the Al-Isra al-Mi'raj was the miracle that no previous messenger or a prophet had. This is only exclusively for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw what the unseen. He saw what nobody seen ever before, and he experienced the paradise. He also saw the hellfire itself with people punished in it, and the all these lessons, and from this miracles would tell that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the prophet of all. He is the last prophet. He is the leader of the East and West. He is the leader of all. And also he inherited all the prophets. And he is the leader of the future, because after him no prophets. From now on the prophet is the leader of the future. No one will claim that position again till the end of this universe. So this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, several hadith stated what he went through, and he in details about how did he went from one heaven to heaven, and whom he met. And they mentioned from every prophet there was an indication related to the prophet's life and the prophet's experience, and that was encouraging him and was telling him that he's the future is for the nation, his nation. And as I mentioned also before, that even Prophet Musa alayhi salam cried, and he said, after me a young man. When you say young man, comparing to the age of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the age of the previous nation used to live 100 years, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such short age, his nation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam nation, will enter the paradise more than any other nation before. And even the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will enter the paradise first before any other nation. This is how glorified Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عز أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. السلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So الإسراء والمعراج was a reward after the hardship that Prophet Muhammad went through. So he received that to lift him, and even before he started, into Jibreel opened his chest and washed his heart and filled it with wisdom to be ready for the future journey from that moment and on. That Prophet Muhammad is going to take over, and to move on from just cannot even defend himself from the disbelievers in Mecca, to be the leader of the companion, to be the leader of the whole Medina, and to be ready for the leadership of the world. So this was a new stage, a new period coming. So this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing him for that stage. And he also, in the same time, around him, the people claim to be Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify that, and this, because some Muslims they came back, they reverted back, they rejected Islam after this miracle. So because they did not have a strong belief, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala screened all the companions around the prophets, whoever had no strong belief, that went back to disbelief again. And the true Muslims, true believers, stayed with the Prophet and ready for the new journey of moving out to form a new state, a new Islamic state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for them. Now, also this Isra al-Mi'raj will show how courageous, how much courage Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. For him, he knew that the disbelievers going to disbelieve in him, but still he went and told them about what he been through these miracles, regardless of they believe it or not, and even giving them all the evidences about his truthfulness in this journey. And so he was to say the truth regardless of if they believe him or not. So this is showed how courageous he was when he told them about all, and also even told them about all the evidences about what he'd been through, and giving them evidences. And so he was preparing to meet the challenges, and with a courage that was not, and even the attested for his truthfulness in whatever he said. But still, they did not believe. They knew that he was saying the truth, but he did not believe in him. So for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just stood when they asked him about, describe the Jerusalem for us, describe Masjid al-Aqsa for us. And many of them, they went in the trips back and forth from Jerusalem to Mecca, and they knew how the Al-Aqsa looks like and how Jerusalem looks like. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never been out to that far. So and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this Jerusalem and Al-Aqsa and revealed the site for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see and look at everything, and telling them from what door to what door to what street to all, describing, like he's looking at it in front of him. So for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain that, and that also goes to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supporting him in his in whatever he, because he was not saying anything except the truth. So for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also through these miracles, some of the companions, especially Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, got that title, because he for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq to believe in everything that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who got the title al-Siddiq, because when the disbeliever went to the Abu Bakr, tell him, your friend is saying this and that, can't you believe that? He said, yes, if he said it, I believe him, because I believe him even more than that, for the revelation to come from the heavens, I believe him. If he said it, I believe him. So for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to leading his way to a new era, and with support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he got the leadership of the prophets and the leadership of the East and West, and this means that Jerusalem under belongs to the Muslims. And that, and this is indication that even Masjid al-Aqsa, now what we it's under the Jews, but it's the time that will come that the Muslim will take over, and the Muslim will be in charge of the Masjid al-Aqsa, because the Masjid al-Aqsa, it's where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to, and he prayed, and he led the prophets there, and he ascended to the heaven in it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. Oh Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. Oh Allah, do not let our heart deviate from the truth now that we have been guided, but grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measure. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayer and of my descendant. Our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of resurrection. Glory to Allah, Lord of majesty and honor, and peace upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and all his companions. Qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa aqimu as-salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayu lis-salat, hayu lis-salat, qatatu salat, qatatu salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La إلا الله.